Good day. Welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper, and today I start with short attention span theater, a loaded 45. Let's go, y'all. The music I'm listening to comes from the one and only Steely Dan. The song is Jack of Speed. From the album, which one was that? From Two Against Nature. I believe this is the last album he recorded with Glenn Becker. Listen, I will start with my disclaimers that I usually start when I'm speaking of the 45th President of the United States. Two, the first thing is that for you to believe this was going to work, him being elected president and have positive results, you would have to buy into the assumption, based on the analogy, that the Sheriff of Nottingham woke up one morning and decided to become Robin Hood. Okay? Plain and simple. You would have to have some thought in your mind that this man would have woke up, went to sleep as the Sheriff of Nottingham, and woke up as Robin Hood, and therefore, decided to help all of the people of the land. Okay? Let me know when that works. Not only that, he was going to have to bring several Sheriff of Nottinghams with him that were simultaneously all going to turn into Robin Hood, therefore, helping all of the people of the land. The second assumption you would have to believe, and this is not an assumption, this is more a truth. Being from Philadelphia, I'm familiar with the lifestyle. Well, not on that level, but the lifestyle. And of New Yorkers, it's kind of the same. And what we all understand being in the Northeastern region is that a con is working as long as he is talking. Let me say that again. A con man's con works as long as he is talking, as long as he or she is controlling the narrative. The minute we let this guy control the narrative, and with a lot of these people who report the narrative not being from the streets, so to speak, he gets away with it repeatedly. But now, guys, we are in the danger zone, okay? We really are. It's a gotta-go situation now. Pretty much, it's a gotta-go situation. Here's where we are, okay? Firstly, let me do this. Because this is what we are all about as Americans, I believe. Firstly, it's a great country with great people. This is the only place in this world, I believe, right now, where there are several different off-ramps for patriotic, civil servant-minded Americans to do their job and help keep us intact as a republic and as a democracy. There are no bigger people in this whole process than the career civil servants who serve our country. And let me tell y'all something, guys. These are people you run into in the grocery store. These are people you go to at your kids' concerts. The first house I bought in Alexandria, Virginia, on my immediate right, and at one point on my immediate left, were neighbors that were career civil servants. The one on the right was there the whole time I was there. Very older gentleman, spent a lot of his time in Iraq. We talked about everything. He loved jazz. He smoked like a sailor. You walk in his house, he'd almost have to carve through this smoke to get to see him. But he's a nice guy. But we very rarely talked about what he did. But I believe some of the things he did allowed us to have that conversation in his house. Or those conversations in his house. On my immediate left was a guy 10, 20 years younger than me, just beginning his career in civil service. Again, just a nice guy. My sons were little at the time. He would bring them tickets. He gave us tickets to go to football games when he couldn't go. We went to his house for cookouts. They were nice, good people. And they were servants of our country. So, people like the Ambassador Yelanovich, I believe, McAleen, immigration leader, all of these people who are stepping back from positions they served their whole life. It's commendable, and it's the right thing to do, because understand how it's not easy for you to give up what you love to do. But again, if you love to do it because you do it the right way, and they have been doing it the right way. And to think that this woman who's been a career ambassador and career civil servant for 30-something years has to worry now, not only about her future, but her safety. Because the leader is a loaded gun. And he doesn't know where to go with it right now because the walls are closing in. This is Steely Dan. Don't Take Me Alive from the Royal Scam album. So I had to say that. We are a country of laws. As long as we remain a country of laws, we find our way out of these things. This is a great country. Understand that. Understand why you're still here. Why we want to be here. We are a country of laws. As flawed as they are laws. And it's laws that are going to take this man out of office. Laws that he brazenly has told us he broke. Because he's relying on the concept that he can shoot somebody in the street and no one will say anything. He can talk about grabbing a woman's pussy that he doesn't know and nobody says anything. He can make fun of handicapped people and all kinds of people of different ethnic origins by using fake accents and all of that. And nobody says anything. All we said, and I, even though I didn't vote for him, I'm going to say we because I'm part of this country. All we said was that maybe he's better than the 30-year career civil servant. He was the sheriff of Nottingham. He still is the sheriff of Nottingham. Okay? Enough with the past. Today, in our country, again, the information stations, and I'm not calling them news stations because they just give you information and then too much fucking opinion too many times. Okay? We complain about Fox with all the opinions. CNN and MSNBC aren't any better. Now, they might present them more as opinion shows in the nighttime as opposed to news shows, but they're no better. I'm tired of hearing a question take longer than the answer. Chris Matthews, I think you're great, but stop talking sometimes. Let the people you have on your show talk. Little stuff like that kind of, I think, takes some of us away from what we should be seeing, okay? But then again, this is the animal we've created. This is America now. News is entertainment. As crazy as that thought process is, news is looked on as entertainment. Okay? That's why people like John Oliver and Bill Maher have the best news programs on TV. Okay. Also with that too, Shepard Smith from Fox. I respect him as a journalist. He's really good. He just quit. Primarily, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that 45 blasted Fox. Because of an opinion poll they credibly did that showed that the majority want him out of office. And with that being said, here comes Bill Barr, who had us all fooled, me included. I had hope for the Attorney General. And again, I will say about Bill Barr, like I've said before, look at him closely. I should have figured this out from the beginning. He looks like Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson combined. Take a look at him. He looks like Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson. He don't know which way to go. All he knew is he was tired of sitting on his couch in his bathrobe on his computer, and he wrote a letter to the president, and it worked. That's how you get the job as the top lawyer in the country. How crazy is that? But Bill Barr actually went to meet with Rupert Murdoch, the head of Fox, And if you want to don't know anything about Rupert Murdoch, I don't either. Watch Succession. It's loosely based on the Murdoch family on HBO. But he went to talk to him about, I guess, the coverage that the president was getting, which he thought was unfair. It's supposed to be a news channel. But the day after he went to talk with him, Shepard Smith quit. He quit. He left his job. And the one thing I'm pretty sure of about Shepard Smith is that he will not have to be out of work very long. The man is very good. He won't have to be out of work very long at all. This is Donald Fagen from Kamakiriai, the album. The song is The Florida Room. There is so much going around and around and around that we have to focus on the main things. And everybody has to be involved in this. Listen, Rudy has lunch with two Republican donors, let's call them, Ivan and Borak or something like that. He has lunch with them. Then their next move is to buy one-way tickets to Brussels, and they're out. But they're stopped at the airport. In my fair city, they're stopped at the airport. And they're in jail in my fair city right now. Listen, the Southern District of New York ain't fucking around. I got to say it. They are not fucking around. And as in my city of Philadelphia, in the city of New York, where New Yorkers fuck other New Yorkers or make other New Yorkers look bad, and they got a right to come at you, they're coming at you. And Rudy is the neck of the snake. Okay? Now, again, this is going to get so chaotic because now it's every man for himself. Rudy realized once those guys got arrested, the first thing he did was throw up his cell phone and said, I got stuff on here about the State Department. Who's that talking about? Pompey. Rudy said, if I'm going down, I'm pulling on your ankle, bro. You coming with me. 45. Yesterday said, maybe Rudy's my lawyer, maybe he's not. You hear the skid marks already on the bus, getting ready to ride over him. They are selling each other out, but they've already sold us down. Down the river. We as a country have lost a lot of our credibility, real or imagined. We individually can reclaim that. And people like the ambassador who went to Congress and spoke on Thursday or Friday. People are doing that. Civil servants are helping us reclaim ourselves in this mess that we're in. This mess wasn't caused by 45. This mess is because we watch too much fucking television. Okay? And we saw this guy on TV for 14 or 15 years and we thought he had money and we thought he knew what he was doing and we thought he cared. Pick one. Pick one. All of them are fucked up wrong. But pick one. That's why we're here. Okay? We're here because we stop thinking and start relaxing too much. And which to me is kind of weird because we want to act like we're busy all the time. But then we want to take all the time off too. We don't want to think about what's happening. That's why climate change is right at our doorstep now. That's why we, in order to keep our democracy alive in this republic, we have to make drastic changes. But don't blame it all on 45. Take some of the blame yourself, as do I. Because the other thing we have to do is to motivate the generation coming up after us. Not all of them need that motivation, but some of them do. They got to go vote, y'all. Understand this. If everybody votes or 3/4 of this country votes, it's a simple process. It's not a close election. You are part of the game, so you might as well get in the game. Have a say, even if you don't think you have a say. Push the button which says you do. Okay? Because the last thing we want after this whole impeachment inquiry process comes to fruition is the androgynous Mike Pence taking the oath of office. That cannot happen. turn the switch off on that motherfucker. That cannot happen because he is a ball of hypocrisy. And he's in this mess too. They all are. And they're going to start dancing and turning on each other. And 45 is trying to save 45 because of SDNY. The Southern District of New York is coming for him the minute he waves goodbye on his last flight from Air Force One. They can't take him out of the country, which is what he's going to ask them to do. But they're coming after him because he's done enough wrong. I'm not even talking about morally. I believe legally. He's done enough wrong that he needs to go down. Listen, we are in a position right now where our country can blossom. We really can. Because things have to change. Here's the thing. A little bit of a history thing here. This is Joseph McCarthy from the 50s. That's the real crazy story that this is based on. Or this, you can get the idea of this kind of intent comes from. You want to go to a movie? Watch the Andy Griffin movie, The Face in the Crowd. Watch the Sean Penn movie, All the President's Men, based on Huey Long from New Orleans. Nothing is really new. Everything has happened before. And it's happening now and again. Only we have to take advantage of it. Stop watching it and understand that we are not watching TV. We are part of the show. We are part of the show. Okay, this is how this thing works. This is where we are. This is what we have to deal with. And with that being said, we got to get him out of office. And I don't like it's too much talking. Too many things being said about what we can do, what we can't do. Follow the law. Just follow the law, okay? This is Steely Dan again. The song is Kid Charlemagne. Every time I have seen my favorite band perform, they've done this song. It's almost like a prerequisite. This is a great song, and it's even better when they do it live. Here's the thing, though, I'm thinking through all of this. I go back to thinking about retirement. The retirement age used to be 65. Now it's moved up to 62. And even though I think we live in the greatest country in the world, we are extremely flawed in several ways. And I still don't understand the rationale of people at least 8 to 10 years older than the respected legal age for retirement being able to handle the most complex and complicated job in our world, being president of the United States. Listen, I'll be at 70 in a dozen so years. I don't think I could be president now, and I'm a pretty smart guy. I don't understand how we feel comfortable enough throwing all this responsibility on somebody who they were in our family. We would easily identify the senior moments. Mueller at 75. Great report. But because we don't read anymore as a society, we forced him to visually and verbally give us account of things. He's 75. Some of that quickness in his response and his retort has gone. I will ask you to go look at Orrin Hatch, who used to be the senator from Utah. There's a clip of him in Congress or in the Senate one day where there is a staff member of his basically telling him what to say in his ear. He repeats the words verbatim. It's shocking. He was 84. Biden is 78. Elizabeth Warren is over 70. Bernie just had a heart attack. He's 78. Trump is 75. Listen. I'm just saying, I don't think, as talented and as smart as these people are, I don't think they should be in the position to run the country? I don't think so. I think they're too old. That's just my opinion. I think they're too old. We talk about the senior moments that Biden is having. What? Just because Trump is talking faster? How much sense is he making? We got to look at this, guys, as it's nonsensical. How much of it has to do with him just not being the brightest cookie in the jar? I'm not saying he's not shrewd, but he's not smart. And how much of it might have to do with him being 74, running around everywhere with everything on his mind and not trying to find a way to fix it? And just some of it is because of him being 74, 75. Let's change the law, okay? The president can't be the oldest person in the country. Very simple. We got to get all of this stuff fixed up. Very simple. And we just got to go by the law. Fuck what the politicians say. We got to go by the law. It's time to impeach, okay? It's time to get moving. Thank you, career civil servants, for doing your jobs, for loving our country. Pray for the Kurds. Pray for the Kurds. We pull people away that need help. Talk about it, y'all. Talk to each other. Talk to me. This is the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper. Have a great day, everybody.